Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph in Maseches Nedarim. Second to last daf in the third parak, as we head through Arba Nedarim. And these last Mishnayos, as we started yesterday, were dealing with if someone says a certain phrase, what is included in that phrase. And we just mentioned at the end of the shiur, just to remember the important Radvaz. The Radvaz is in Hilchos Nedarim, Parak Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel, where the Radvaz says, if we say in Nedarim you always go by the Lashon Bnei Adam anyway, so what are all these Mishnayos doing here? Just we go by Lashon Bnei Adam, whatever is meant by Lashon Bnei Adam. Like yesterday we had, if you say Roei Achama, if you say Shchoi Arosh, so what is the Mishnah? You didn't even tell me what exactly is meant. So he explained that all these Mishnayos are in a case where we're not sure, or there is no Minhag HaMakom specifically, so this is what we're omed the person's das. Again, if right after a person says it, they explain themselves that they were including something less, like we had the Mishnah earlier, we say by Nedarim, we say Stam Nedarim Lahachmir Pirushan Lahakel. So we say they can explain themselves and we can be more makel, but this is assuming we don't know. Otherwise, this is what is included in their Lashon. So it says the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. Mishnah. Hanoder Mishov Se Shabbos. Someone makes a neder not to benefit from those who rest on Shabbos. From the Shov Se Shabbos. Aser be Yisrael v'aser b'kusim. He's allowed to get benefit from the Jews, because they rest on Shabbos. V'aser b'kusim, and also from the Kusim. The Kusim were the nation that was in Eretz Yisrael that were Megayer Machmas Yira. Right, they became Jewish because of fear, because of the lions that were attacking them. Machlokas Tanaim, whether Kusim were Geri MS, truthful Gerim, or Geri Arayus, or Gerim just because of Arayus, and therefore they don't have the status of Gerim. The Ritva points out that our Mishnah is assuming, like the Manda Amar of Ritva Geri, of Kusim Geri MS, assuming that they were true converts, and therefore they're also included in Shov Se Shabbos. Me'ochle Shum. If someone ate a neder from those who eat garlic, what's eating garlic? So the Gemara in Baba Kama, quoted here in the Tosfos and in the Rush, that there was a Takanas Ezra. Ezra made a Takana that one should eat garlic on Friday night in order to be Marbe the Zera, mentioned on Daf Chaf earlier, that was a special night that the husband has certain obligations to the wife. So that's why he was masakin that one should eat garlic on Friday night. So if somebody says, I'm no there from those who eat shum, meaning those who fulfill this takana drabanan, aser b'Yisrael v'aser kusim, again, the person is aser from the Jews and from kusim. There is a different girsa, the Beis Yosef quotes a different girsa that says mutter b'kusim, what the kusim did every takana drabanan. So it's unclear whether this is aser or mutter b'kusim, whether they took part of this achila shum, but our girsa is aser b'kusim. Part 3, may only Yerushalayim. If one makes a neder from those who go up to Yerushalayim, aser be Yisrael u'mutar b'kusim. So then, he's aser in Yisrael, because they are all Yerushalayim, but mutar b'kusim, because as we will see in the Gemara, the kusim did not fulfill this. Why not? It's a mitzvah. They did, let's say according to our Gersa, they ate garlic, but they didn't, that's a mitzvah, a takana d'rabanan, but they didn't go up to Yerushalayim. It's a mitzvah d'araisa. So the Rush says, who are the kusim? Look at the Rush. This Rush is on the previous Amud. It's the Rush, it's the medium lines of the Rush. On the fourth medium line of the Rosh, Mutar B'kusim, She'enan Olam L'Regal. They didn't go up to Yerushalayim. Why? Afa B'shim Midaraisa, who Shehem Sonim Es Yerushalayim. They hated Yerushalayim. Vahar Grizim, Bachru Lahem B'makam Yerushalayim. The Kusim, they chose a different mountain. They chose a different temple. They went to Har Grizim. So that's why they are excluded specifically from this mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regal.
What about women?
Right, what, by Oli Yerushalayim.
Right.
So are they included in Aliyah L'Regel? So it's a question that Rishonim deal with it. The Gemara does not deal with it, whether women are included, but the assumption is they are included because they're in the category. But it might not be true. Let's see the Gemara. Because the Gemara is going to say it has to be Mitzuvah, which they're not Mitzuvah. So again, let's see the Gemara. The Yisharim Shana Ba'alacha just makes the Ha'ara. Why did it say Oli Yerushalayim and not Oli Mikdash? You don't go to Yerushalayim. The mitzvah doesn't need to go to Yerushalayim. It's to go to the Mikdash. So he says maybe it's based on the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos. In a few places, the Rambam says in Rosh Hashanah and in certain places in Seder Zrayim, the Rambam calls all it, when the Mishnah sometimes says Mikdash, it means all of Yerushalayim. They're interchangeable. Yerushalayim means Mikdash, and Mikdash means Yerushalayim. Like we had in the last parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where it says, whether you blow shofar, even if it falls out, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it says Mikdash. And the Rambam there assumes that it means all of Yerushalayim, against Rashi. Rashi there says it just means the Mikdash. But the Rambam says sometimes Yerushalayim is an expansion of Kedushas HaMikdash. So that's why here maybe he's alluding to that. Shita says the Sharm Sarim Malacha, all of Yerushalayim means, because that's an expansion of the Mikdash. So, again, the Mishnah says, if you make a neder from Shovsei Shabbos or from a Ochle Shum, that includes even the Kusim. From Ol Yerushalayim, it does not. So, my Shovsei Shabbos, what does Shovsei Shabbos really mean? Ilema mi Mekayim Shabbos, if it's those who are Mekayim, who have a day of rest. To my Ari Bakusim, if you don't have a Nami. Well, let's say a guy rests on Shabbos. So, he also should be included. He also should be included in the Shovsei Shabbos. If it's Lashem B'nai Adam, so maybe a guy is also included. If you're not talking about the specific mitzvah of Shabbos. Obviously we know that Shabbos is one of the two mitzvahs that a non-Jew is not allowed to do as a mitzvah. Shabbos and Talmud Torah. The Rambam writes that they're not allowed to make up their own religion. They either have to do 7 or 613. They can't do 9. They can't do these two mitzvahs specifically. So says the Gemara. If you're just saying a non-Jew who does the act of being Shoves, then even a goy should be included. So Ella, it must be mi mitzuvim al Shabbos. When you say Shovsei Shabbos, you must be including those who are commanded about the Shabbos. Ihachi, but if that's true, if it's all about what you're mitzuvah in, but Eva Seifa, but the last line of the Mishnah, the Oli Rishalayim, Aser bi Yisrael Lamutim Akusim, Amai Vah Mitzuvim Nenu, the Kusim are mitzuvah in Aliyah L'Regel. So fine, they reject it, they don't do it. But if your Lashonos in this Mishnah are people who are commanded in these mitzvos, so the Kusim should be included even in the last line of Oli Rishalayim. So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Abaya, mitzuvah va'osek tani. Your Lashon is including two things. Whether people who are commanded and actually do it. Bitarti babi kamaisa in the two first cases, Yisrael v'kusim mitzuvah v'yosim. Jews and kusim, who are also Jews, right? This is according to the Bada Amar, the kusim ageri emes. They are both commanded and they do it. Number one is the daraisa Shabbos. Number two is the derabanan ochle shum. Ovtei kachavim ha'uda avdi osin v'ena mitzuvin. But the non-Jews are fine, they do it. But the non-mitzuvah in these mitzvahs, even if they would do it, so that's why they're not included in your neder. But Oli Yerushalayim, Yisrael mitzuvah meyosim, kusim mitzuvah ve'enam osim. But Oli Yerushalayim, you're right, kusim are mitzuvah, but they don't do it. And in your neder, we assume that you're referring to people who are mitzuvah and those who do it. Again, this is a halacha lemaisa in terms of a non-Jew keeping Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea talks about how does a potential convert keep Shabbos. Right, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos yet until he's Jewish. So there are ways that we help a non-Jew, a potential convert, try to fulfill this halacha, even though it's difficult at that time. Okay, so that is mission number one: Shovsei Shabbos, Ochlei Shum, and Oli Yerushalayim. Next, what if you make a neder? Konim she'eni nehene lebnei Noach. What if I make a neder that I will not benefit from bnei Noach? So what does that include? And the Tosfos Yontif says, you know, it says libnei Noach, but many times it means mi b'nei. Like sometimes we had earlier in the Masechta, we say it's a karban l'cha, which I really mean from you. Something like the lamin of the mem switch. So let's say I'm a konam, it's aser for me to get benefit from any b'nei Noach. So who does b'nei Noach include? Mutter be Yisrael va'aser bo'avdik achavim. Says the Mishnah, you're only allowed to not get benefit from non-Jews. They are b'nei Noach. But Jews, they are in a different category. He asked the Gemara 1 minute. Did Jews really leave that category? Are Jews not b'nei Noach? The Gemara says, yeah. Kivan de'ikdish Avraham iskru al shemei. Once Avram was mikudash, once he became sanctified, we are called by his name. We are called b'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and therefore we are not included. We are not called b'nei Noach. Again, there's a big discussion in the Achronim. Are Jews b'nei Noach plus? Or are we super B'nai Noach? We have 7 plus 606. Did we just get another 606? Or do we say no, that we are a different category? We are 613, we are B'nai Yisrael. So the Gemara here says B'feirish, that we seem to be a separate category. The Rush even says, again, the Rush on the previous Amud, on the first wide line, the Rush says, when the Mishnah says, that when you say Konam B'nai Noach, you're Mutter B'Yisrael, you're even Mutter with Gerim. Even Gerim are included in Yisrael here. Says the Rush, Vegerim Nami Bechlal Zera Avraham Nenu. Gerim also Zera Avraham. They're not B'nei Noach. Why? To call Shomri HaTorah Bechlal Zaroheim. All Shomri Torah are included in Avraham Zera. Ki huaya tchilu legerim. V'chsiv ki avam on goyim nesaticha. Avla aram biyata avla chala goyim. So the Rush says on the previous Amud, Laman of Abayz, that even Gerim are included. Okay, this is a big discussion in the Achronim. Whether Jews are, again, the Gemara seems to say clearly that Jews are not B'nai Noach. But again, there are other Gemaras and there are other Makoros. The first drash in the Precious Drachim, is a sefer written by the author of the Mishnah Lamalach, Rabbi Yosef Rezenz, and he discusses various topics within Minyan HaMitzvah. So the first Drush Rishon, there he asked this question. He's always had this Chakira from the Mefarshim. Im Kodem Matan Torah, Me'achar. Oh, so his question is really one step back. What our Gemara says is Bizman Hazeh. Once we have gotten the Torah, have we left the status of B'nai Noach or not? His question is connected, but it's a little different. What about before Matan Torah? Before Matan Torah, we know the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula Ashlo Nitna, according to Chazal. So at that moment, were they B'nai Noach, or were they B'nai Yisrael? Nowadays, the Gemara says, for sure, we are B'nai Yisrael. But what about before Matan Torah? Im Kodem Matan Torah, Me'achar Shenim Al Avraham, once Avraham was circumcised, V'kiyim Kol HaMitzvahs, V'afilu Aruvei Tavshilin, and he does even Erev Tavshilin, like the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, Im Yatsu Mechal B'nai Noach L'gamri Olo, right? Did they leave B'nai Noach or not? And he quotes sources. He quotes some of the that talk about why weren't the brothers, Yosef's brothers, Chayiv Misa, right? Because it says if by kidnapping, or it even says if you don't have enough money to pay, but a B'nai Noach is Nerag Hashem Apruta. There are many makoras where this comes up in the Torah. One of them says the precious Rachim, I think it's the Machlokas Rishonim. Which Machlokas is Rishonim? Machlokas quoted in the Ramban. We mentioned this in the past. If you look at the end of Parshas Emor, then the Parshas Emor by the Makalel, and the Makalel by the one who went out and cursed, says the Pasuk, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, Vahu ben Ish Mitzri, Besoch ben Yisrael. Who is the Makalel? The son of a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father. Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father, Besoch B'nai Yisrael, within B'nai Yisrael. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Besoch B'nai Yisrael? Milamed Shenizgayer. This teaches us that he converted. This father converted. That's Rashi. He asks the Ramban, what does the Pasuk say? He had a Jewish mother. He had an Egyptian father. So what do you have to convert for? You go by maternity, right? We believe in maternal relationship determines whether a person is Jewish or not. The father determines Yichus, Kohen Levi Yisrael, but the mother determines the identity of being a Jew. So what is Rashi talking about? What's Chazal talking about? Malabish and his Gaia. There was a Jewish mother, says the Ramban. Eino sheit tzarech b'geiris. It does not mean really that geiris took place. Ella kichol Yisrael shenichlasu lebris b'milu v'tfila v'artzos dami v'shas mata Torah. It does not mean that there was a real geiris like that took place with all the rest of the Jews at mata Torah. Avol niskabnu lomar shahalach acharei imo v'nidvach b'Yisrael. It just means he followed his. You know, if you have a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father, so then who do you follow? So that's all it means. Niskayer just means he followed his mother's derech. He followed his mother's way of life. That's all it means. Shahayi imahem lo ratzel alechas achrei aviv lios mitzri. That's the Ramban. But then the Ramban quotes, v'hatzarfatim omrim, and he quotes, the French rabbis say, ki tam ageiris bebnei shahaya kodem matan Torah. No, maybe this was before Matan Torah. Vayim mishpato leilech achar hazachar. And at that time, we believed in paternal descent. Kamosha amru be'umos halach achar hazachar. At that time, we went like the non-Jews, because we had the status of non-Jews. B'nei Noach. V'chashanola zeh lo malu oso ki mitzriyai bedino. When this kid was born, it was before Matan Torah. Avo kishagadon is gaila daito v'nimo. And then when he got older, he had a real geirus. So it's a machlokas rishon in the Ramban and the Chachmi Tzarfatim. Do we say, what is the status of Bnei Yisrael geirus before Matan Torah? Did they have to go through actual geirus? Did they have the status of Bnei Noach? Again, our mission is discussing in our Gemara, does B'nai Yisrael have the status of B'nai Noach today? B'nai Noach plus? But these makoros are about, what about beforehand? Again, it also relates, just one other point, also relates to how do we actually look at the geirus, we had a shiur on this on Shavuos, the geirus of an Israel on Matan Torah. Was that a real geirus? That's the source, many Rishonim say. It's not in the Gemara anywhere. The Gemara does not tell us what the source is of Gershon is Gair Kakatan Shinol Adami. A Ger that converts is as if he doesn't have any relatives. What's the source for that? Right? What's the source? It's not in the Gemara. So the Meshachach, the Chassam Sofer discussed that the source is probably a Matan Torah. Probably a Matan Torah, one of the Psukim on Matan Torah. So that's a Gerus. So if that was a Gerus, doesn't that prove that they were B'nai Noach beforehand? If they were B'nai Yisrael before, what kind of Gerus did they need? So many Achronim have different formulations how to formulate exactly the Gerus that took place. Many halachos of Gerus are learned out from Matan Torah, but it might not be an exact Gerus. You might still be able to say that they were B'nai Yisrael beforehand, and yet they still needed some type of process. The Granat says, I'll take a question in a second, the Granat says in Ksubis that maybe they did not have the Tumas Amamin, but they still did not have Kedushas Yisrael. Gerus usually does both. So maybe this was a middle type of Gerus. Be'emesu Yisrael el takati lohavi bechlal Kedushas Yisrael. They were Yisrael without Kedushas Yisrael. The Yichus HaKedusha talui ba'avos lebishpachosein leveis avosam. U'kemosha Kedushas Kuhuna talui ba'avos, kemoche Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore they needed that Gerus on Matan Torah in order to be machadis Kedusha into them, even though they had the status of Yisrael, but not Kedushas Yisrael. That's the lashon of the Granat and Ksubis in Simen Chav Ches. There are others, but remember that shiur that we had a couple of years ago. Yeah.
According to the other opinion,
which opinion?
Not the Granat.
That they were B'nai Noach?
Right.
That they were B'nai Noach,
so
yeah. Like the Tzarfatim, like why did Yisrod specifically need a Gerus then? Maybe because the rest of the Jews, you know, were Megayer beforehand.
But he's saying that Matan Torah is the switching point.
Matan Torah was there something? They did mitzvahs beforehand. They did milah beforehand. They might have been super B'nai Noach, but they weren't B'nai Yisrael yet. But that's the biggest. That might not have to do with us now, because here we're talking about do B'nai Yisrael bisman hazeh after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, the Gemara says we are B'nai Avraham. Okay, let's continue. Next Mishnah. She'eni nana lezera Avraham. If somebody makes a neder, they will not get benefit from the seed of Avraham. So who does that include? Avraham had two sons. So who does that include? The Gemara says no. The Mishnah says no. Aser b'Yisrael u'mutter b'odek achavim. All non-Jews are mutter. Says the Gemara, b'hika Yishmael. Yishmael is zera Avraham. The Gemara says no. He might be biologically zera Avraham, but he's not halachically zera Avraham. Ki b'Yitzchak yikolacha zera. Yitzchak yikolacha zera ksiv. In Yitzchak, that's your real zera. That's your zera. Only in Yitzchak. V'yika Esav. What about Esav? B'Yitzchak v'okal Yitzchak. In Yitzchak and not all Yitzchak. So the Gemara itself alludes to the fact that zera Avraham is limited. It's not Yishmael, and it's not Yitzchak. There is a thought in the Haggadah of the Beis Halevi based on this Mishnah. You look in the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayis on this Mishnah where it says be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. So the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayis says, I'll read it to you. The Rambam says here in the Pirush Mishnayis, Mevuar shalosh b'loshen haTorah shezera Avraham al derech klal hu zera Yaakov levad. And this is what is meant by the pasuk in Bereishis, ki ger yizaracha be'eretz lo lahem. They will be a nation, your seed will be a stranger in a strange land. V'zelo haya el azera Yaakov. You know, says the Rambam, how and why only Yaakov is Zera Avraham? Because the Torah says that Zera Avraham is going to be Gerim in a strange land. Esav was never Gerim in a strange land. Yishmael was never Gerim in a strange land. Only Zera Yaakov fulfilled this, that they were Gerim in a strange land. L'kach mutter lehenot afilim Esav Yishmael. That's the Rambam of the Pirush Mishnayis. What does this explain? This Pirush Mishnayis, what is he? It's only Zera Avraham because we went into Galus. Says the Beis Halevi in the Beis Halevi Haggadah, quoting from the Briska Rav. This explains one of the paragraphs we say in the Haggadah, what it's doing there. And you have in Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. So we say, originally we were of the Avodah Zarah, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makarivas, and at the end of that paragraph, we quote the Psukim in Sefer Yehoshua that talk about the history of Avraham, but we say all the Psukim, including Psukim don't really have to do with the Jews. But Etin Liyitzchak as Yaakov as Esav, Etin Liyitzchak as our Seir, well, Resh is also, Yaakov Ubanav, Yardulu Mitzrayim. Why, ask the Grizz, do we have to mention that Esav got Har Seir? What do we have to mention that? And Yaakov went to Mitzrayim. What do we have to mention that for? Said the Briskorah, because of this Rabbah Pirush Mishnayos. To tell us, this is part of the Geula process. This Pasuk helps determine that we are Zera Avraham. The fact that Esav went to Har Seir and had it all nice and good and he was calm and got his own land. And Yaakov and his children went to Mitzrayim, that's exactly why we're Zera Avraham. That's exactly the point, why we mentioned that in that Gadda, that's part of the Geula process, why we are Zocha to the Geula. So again, that's the Rambam, the Haggadah, the Gadda Beis Halevi, based on the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, She'eni Nehenem Yisrael, let's say I make a neder, I can't get any benefit from Jews. I can't get any benefit from Jews, from Yisrael. So what happens if I want to go and buy a bottle of milk? So how do I go to the makolet? How do I go to the grocery store and get a bottle of milk? So says the Mishnah, lokeach biyoser, when you buy, you're not allowed to get benefit from any Jew. So just pay triple the price. So you're not getting benefit. Lokeach biyoser, mochim bevachos. And when you sell something to Jews, give them an amazing deal. So you lose. Right? Make a bad deal if you're buying or selling, and that's not considered benefit from Jews. She sold nen and li. And what about the opposite? If you make a neder that no Jew could benefit from me, so then the opposite. You're only allowed to get a great deal and rip them off, because then they're not getting benefit. If you sell to them for a very high price or buy from them for a very low price. So either way, if they can get benefit from you, so then you have to give them a very bad deal. And I'm sorry, but nobody's going to want to do business with you. Nobody's going to listen to you because oh, you made this nether. Tough luck on you. So that nobody's going to want to benefit from you. Last line of the Mishnah, She'ein el elhem v'hein li. What if you make a neder that says, I'm not allowed to get benefit from any Jew, and they cannot get any benefit from me? Yeno lo dikachavim. So you just got to go to the non-Jewish store to buy your groceries, because there's nothing else that you could do. The Ran says, what's the chiddush of this last line? You might have said, we've had in the past that a neder that's impossible to fulfill is automatically batel. If I make a neder that I'm not going to sleep for 3 days, right, kodam to my eyes, so it's right away. It's meaningless because you can't fulfill it. Or we had a few days ago, if I'm not going to eat any fruit in the world ever. So here too, you might have said you can't get any benefit from Jews. Isn't that impossible? So the Mishnah says no. It's not impossible because you can just buy everything from non-Jews. So that's why that's the chiddush of this last line. That's what the Ran says. The Ran also adds that this isser of getting benefit from Jews or Jews getting not getting benefit from you includes even items, the Ran includes even items that you buy after you make the neder. The neder is even chal on that. And even though, says the Ran, right across from where the Gemara starts, even by the chasim that he was recording after his neder, even though we usually have a principle that you can't be makdish or mocher or Oser a davar shelo bala olam, something that's not in the world yet. So how could you say it's aser to them already if it's not yours yet? No, that's only if you aser a certain object. If you aser a certain object that you don't have yet, so that's included in the category of davar shelo bala olam. Like you say the fruit of my tree, and the fruit's not there yet. So that's davar shelo bala olam, and that's not going to be chal. But here in this case, fifth to last skinny line, Avo ba'oser hana aso al chaveiro. But here you're not focusing on a chefsa. You're just answering the benefit. So any benefit. So then, kivan di isura bahana di detail, the focus is you, the ihu ha'isa ba'olam, and the person is in the world, nivsa shim yimsa lamudrim nechasa v'chana la'achamikan, shava b'shava harayu mahano son. So then, even nechasa that you get afterwards is going to be included, because you are in the world, and that's the focus of your neder. Okay, so that is the case where you say, all hana should be usher to me from Jews, or to them from me, or non-Jews. Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Halokeach kli min ha'uman levakro. Shmuel says, if you buy a kli from a worksman to check it out, let's say you use certain types of tools, you're a worker, and you take the kli in order to look at it, to look it over, to try it out for a minute, to see if you want to buy it. See if you want to buy it. So it's venenas. And as you're using it, venenas biyado. And it breaks. It breaks. So what's the halacha? It breaks. You're trying it out and then it breaks. What's the halacha? Chayiv. Shmuel says you're chayiv in that case. You're chayiv to pay. Why? Alma kesavar hana'as lokeachi. Says the Gemara, you know what you see from Shmuel? That when we say there's a buyer and a seller involved in a transaction, who do we attribute the hana'a to? Who's getting benefit? Who's getting benefit? Okay, so in general you might say they're both gaining something. But who's the true benefactor? Says the Gemara, you know what you see from Shmuel? The buyer. Why? Because we know, this is how the Ron explains it, there's a general halacha. The more benefit you get from something, the more obligated you are in guarding it. A shomer chinam gets no benefit. He's watching for free. So he's only chayav in negligence. He has very low responsibility. A shomer sachar is getting paid. He's getting some payment. So therefore, he has a little higher responsibility. Geneva v'aveda. He's chayav if it's stolen or if it's lost. A shoel, a borrower, is chayav even in onsin because he's able to use it. The more hana you get, the more responsible you are in guarding it. So that's what the Gemara here, that's what the Ron here explains the Gemara. When you try something out, so you're like a shoel, because you're benefiting. How are you benefiting it? Because you're probably going to buy it. And the Ron adds, we're talking about a case where the price is fixed. You're not going to have to finagle. You're not going to have to, try to bargain up and down the price. So right when you try it out, this is like the first step to buying it. And therefore, you already have benefit at this moment. Because you have benefit at this moment, the lokeach's benefit is halachically recognizable, and that is why you are going to be chayiv in onsen. So that is what the Mishnah, the line means of Shmuel. If you buy, if you are in the process of buying something from an uman, and an onis happens, you're chayiv because of the benefit that you have, it is you already chayiv in onsen. The Rambam has a little different lashon here. The Rambam's lashon is when he quotes this halacha of Shmuel, not just because of the benefit that you get, but the Rambam's lashon is me'eshehigbihu naase birshuso. It's as if it's in his rishus already. It's as if it's his already. As long as you were picked up amanas to buy it, if you like it. So it seems to be a little difference between the Rambam and Rashi also says this about Metzia clearly and the Ron here. Are you chayiv in onsen because it's yours already or because you get hana, which halachically might be considered, like a kinyan shoel might be yours, but it's not fully yours. Nafkamina, I saw one of the acronyms say, nafkamina might be, could the owner be makdish it while you're checking it out? So according to the Ron, yeah, because it's not the buyer's yet. He's chayiv in onsen, but it's not his yet. Mashiach, according to the Rambam, according to the Rashi above Metzia, maybe he wouldn't be able to be makdish. Okay, so this is Shmuel's din. So again, what's Shmuel's din? The hana, the important line from Shmuel's din is that the buyer is always viewed as the one getting hana. The buyer, because the buyer is the one that's getting the object. So Tanan says the Mishnah, our Mishnah says, she'eni nanami Yisrael. Right, if I make a neder not to get benefit from Jews, mocher repachos, I have to make sure that I give them a very good deal. Because I can't get benefit, so when I sell it to them, I have to sell it to them at a great price. I will shove it b'shev alo, but I would not be able to sell it to them at exact, like the market value. I can't do that, because that would be considered getting benefit. But v'yanos lokeachi, afilu shev b'shev, why not? If the hana'a in a transaction is always the hana'a of the lokeach, if halacha always views the buyer as getting hana, so then even if I ask for benefit on myself, I should be able to sell it at market value. Because he's getting benefit. It's halachically only viewed as his benefit, so I'm not getting benefit. See, why should I have to make such a bad deal for myself? Even shava b'shava, even market value should be mutter. So Gemara says, you're right. Masnisan, what's the case of the resha b'zavina d'rami al ape? There's very low demand. So the mocher is benefiting. He can't find anybody to buy it. So shava b'shava, even though usually the buyer is the only recognizable hana, but if it's very low demand, so if the mocher gets somebody, so he's getting hana. So that's the case of the Mishnah, that's why market value would not be allowed. He would have to do a dafka in the case where he's getting a bad deal. Imkain, but what do you mean? Emaresha, if the case is talking about a case where the demand is very low, so lokeach bioser. So again, if he said he's not allowed to get benefit from Jews, so why must he buy it at a very expensive price? Just buy it, shove it b'shove, and it's already considered the hana is the seller's because the demand is so low. Again, it wouldn't be considered his hana. If demand is low, then we would always view it as the seller getting benefit. So if he assered hana'a from Yisrael, so he should still be able to buy it at an equal price. Va'od, and also the seifa is problematic, if the case of the mission is where demand is low. Why? Ema seifa, in the seifa case, Yisrael nenin li, where the person made a neder, that B'nai Yisrael should not be able to get benefit from me. Right, the opposite case. not me from Bnei Yisrael, but no Jew should get benefit from me. What did the Mishnah say? Lokeach b'pachon z'mocha b'yoser. Basically, the Mishnah said you have to rip the person off. You have to make a bad deal for them, so it's not considered like they get benefit from you. But if we're talking about a case where demand is low, afilu shaveh b'shaveh. If demand is low, then you should be able to sell it even, right? Even equally. The noda should be able to sell it shaveh b'shaveh because the lokeach is not getting benefit anyway. The seller is getting benefit. The node there is getting benefit, so but nobody's allowed to get benefit from him, he should be able to sell at market value. Because, again, when demand is low, the hana is always viewed as the sellers, not the buyers. So the Gemara answer is, seifa v'zvina harifa. You're right, it's a different case. The first case of the Mishnah is when demand is low, the second case of the Mishnah is when demand is high. So that's why he cannot sell it at market value. Ihachi, one more akasha. But then still, if the second case is talking about a case where demand is high, lokeach b'pachos, afilo shaveh b'shaveh. If demand is high, so then why should he be forced to buy it at a very low price? So they are getting a lot of benefit, afilo shaveh b'shaveh. Because it's still not considered hana'a from him, because they can find anybody to buy it from. Right, if demand is high, so then this seller, so he buys it, that's not called an offer from him, because it'll go to the neighbor. So again, we're stuck. How does the Mishnah fit into Shmuel? So the Gemara has, l'maskana, what halacha, ella, masnisa, bezvina, mitzah. The case, our Mishnah is a case where demand is medium, mitzah. So that's why our Mishnah says that market value is always usur. Why? Because it's a case of mitzah, so then the seller and the buyer are benefiting. They're both benefiting on market value, so that's why if somebody asks hana on another in either direction, you cannot sell it at market value. Ude Shmuel b'zvina harifa, Shmuel's case where he says that the lokeach is the one that gets benefit is a case where the demand is high. Okay, so we worked out Shmuel with the Mishnah. Period. Tani kavasi Shmuel. There's a brisa that supports Shmuel's din. Again, what is Shmuel's din? Besides the ramification of Shmuel's din. Shmuel's din was that if you take something and you're using it, you're checking it while you're checking it out, it breaks, so you're going to be chayv. So there's a brisa that says that. Halokeach kelim in atag al shagun lebeis chamav. Let's say I buy kelim to send them to my in-law's house. I want to get in on a good side with my in-laws, so I send them a present. I'm not sure if they're going to like it or not. They might want to return it. But I'm sending it to them. So I buy my loan, I tell the buyer, I tell the seller, im makablan osan mimani, if they accept it from me, I didn't know so lechadameim, I'll pay you for them. Vim lav, and if not, if they want to send it back, I didn't know so lechadameim, tovas hanashamahan, I'll at least give you something, because I did get benefit. They're happy, they feel good about what I did, I made that offer to them. So I got some benefit, even though they didn't, I'm not going to pay for the object, but I'm going to pay you for the benefit that I got using your objects. Net and Sue, let's say an ones happened to these objects, Bahalicha Chayiv. If it was something that happened on the way, sending it to them to the in-laws, Chayiv. That's the Raya to Shmuel. Because again, you're using it and you're Chayiv if something happens. Bahazara Pater. But on the way back, if something happens on the way back, you'd be Pater. Because they are ready. You are not using it anymore. You don't have the status of a Shoel. You're not getting benefit. You're just returning it. So it's like you go down a level in terms of your level of Shmira, like a Shomer Sachar. And a Shomer Sachar is not Chayiv in Onsen. Period. Next. Hahu Safsira. The Shakal Chamer Lizvun Evelo Izvin. There was a Safsira. Safsira is a type of a middleman who takes people's items and tries to sell them. And if they can't sell them, they bring it back. So there was a middleman that took somebody's donkey to sell, and he couldn't find anybody to sell it. Vahadi Tahadar Isnis Chamra. And while he was coming back, something happened to it, and there was an ones. Chibir Achman Reb Nachman Lishlumi. Reb Nachman forced him to pay. Even on the way back. So one second. Asked me, Rav Nachman, Rav Abba asked me, how could you do that? Nancy, didn't we just say in the Brisa that if an onis occurs, Bahalicha Chayiv, on the way there, on the way to using it, there's a Chayiv, Bachazar Apater. But if it's on the way back, he's already only a Shomer Sachar. So why should he be Chayiv? Why do you make him pay on the way back? So Amale, Chazar de Safsira Holachahi. No, because by the middleman, even on the way back, it's the same thing as going. Why? If he finds somebody to buy it, even the step outside of his house, if he finds somebody to buy it, of course he's going to sell it to him. So you're right, he's on his way back, but he's still looking for people to buy it. So really, specifically, by the Safsira, there's no difference between on the way there and on the way back. But really, Me'ikar Adin, you're only chayef for an ones when you are using it, not just when you are guarding it. Okay, Masnisa, next Mishnah. So now we get into some Hilchot Nedarim about Mila, but also some Agarata. As we see, the Chazals in the Mishnah. Konim Shani Nenela Arelim. Let's say I make a neder that I'm not allowed to get benefit from any uncircumcised person. Arelim. Mutter Ba'arle Yisrael. Va'asim Be'mule Odei Kachavim. If I make a neder from Arelim, I'm allowed to get benefit from Arle Yisrael. Even a Jew who does not have Mila, I'm allowed to get benefit from him. Because when I say Arel, I mean non-Jew. Arel is not a physical description in a neder. Arel means non-Jew. And even a non-Jew who has a Mila, I'm also to get benefit from him. Because that's the status of an Arel. The opposite. Sha'ani nene la mulim. What if I make a neder not to get benefit from somebody who has a Mila? Then the opposite. Asur ba'arle Yisrael. I'm not allowed to get benefit even from an uncircumcised Jew. They're called a mahul in Nedarim. Umutur b'mule d'chavim. And I'm allowed to get benefit from an Ovdei Kachavim who has a Mila, because they are called an Arel. She'ina Arel akruya el l'shem Ovdei Kachavim. Because only an Ovdei Kachavim is called an Arel. Yeah.
Even though there's
a Joshua
that Yishmael has such
Mesiris
Nefesh.
Even though Yisrael has
Mesiris
Nefesh, but he's...
Well, because they're 13 and they don't...
They're 13 and don't complain, but again, that might we'll get to Oveis HaLevi. That might explain that. Why Yishmael might be praised, but they're still not considered mulim. First of all, a simple answer is that this is by not Lashem B'nei Adam. Because by Lashem B'nei Adam, so even whatever Yishmael has, Lashem B'nei Adam, they don't include B'nei Yishmael. The Rishonim here discuss what exactly is the case of an Arel Yisrael. Is that even a mumar? A mumar arlus? Let's say somebody says he doesn't believe in Mila. A Jew doesn't believe in Mila. So even that type of person is considered a mahul. That's a machlokas rishonim. What, at least what is included is, what would you say, is the lowest level. What's included in an RL Jew who is called a mahul is mesu echa machmas Mila. If there's hemophilia in the family, if a person's two brothers died from Mila, so then that third brother is not allowed to get Mila. Not just that we suggest he's not allowed to get Mila, because when it's Pikuach Nefesh, we're machmir like Rebbe Shita, that two times is a chazaka. So the Rabbi Minahar here quotes Rashi. Rabbi Minahar quotes Rashi, that's what the Amish is talking about. Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. V'hu Yisrael Arelim Bechla Mulimim. They're called Mulim. And then he adds an important line. V'im Amar Min Amulim Aser B'Yisrael Arash Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. Dikimo Shemal Dami. It's as if they have Mila. What can you do? You can't fault them. Their brothers are Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. They're not allowed to get Mila. So it's as if they had Mila. That's why they're included in the Mishnah when you say Mulim. But Rashi, they are quoted in Rav Avraham Nahar, quotes to Kemo Shemal Dami. Are they exactly Kemo Shemal Dami? Are they exactly like Mulim? Not 100%. Could a Kohen whose brothers died Machmas Mila, see, he's an Arel, is he allowed to eat Shruma? You have to be a mahol to eat truma. Is he allowed to eat truma? According to most Rishonim, no. The action of these Rishonim is in the first Amud in Perak Ha'arel in Yevamos. Yevamos Daf Ayin. The Gemara, the Rishonim, I'm reading it from the Ritva. The Mishnah there says an Arel is not allowed to eat truma. So Rashi quotes there, Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. The Afagav de Asir Le Lemimhal, even though it's Asir for him to get Mila, Arelu. Lo Yacha Betruma. The Arlus Ba'onis Ma'keves. Fine as an ones, but what can you do? He can't eat Shuma, he can't eat the Karim Pesach, I'm sorry. But there's nothing for this person to do. He can't do these mitzvahs. He's an ones. That is what Rav Rishonim say. The Rabbeinu Tam, there, quoted in the Ritva and the Rashba, has a very mechudash shita. He says, no. That case, which Arel is not allowed to eat Shuma, that's only by somebody who's just scared. And that's why he doesn't do Mila. Mesu Arul Demasizan Anishlo Nimo Mibre Pachan Amila Sheroa Achirim Shemesu Bemila Va'arlos Baones Libo He Mikomakom Eino Mesukan, says Rabbeinu Tam, unbelievable. If a person is Mesu Echav Machmas Mila, if there's no Chiv of Mila on this person because he's Ne'enas, so therefore he's not called an Arel at all, and he can eat the Karman Pesach and he can eat Shruma, says Rabbeinu Tam. So that's mamish like the words of the Rashi that we have here, Kemosha Mal Dami. And that is very mechudish. We don't pask in that way. Most Rishonim don't hold that way. But that is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Rishonim in Yevamos Daf Ayin, that an Arel, Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, is not an Arel at all. But here, that Rashi might just be regarding Nedarim. Okay, we'll get to back soon to the connection again of the Chiv. Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is that the Chiv of Mila is what produces the shame Arel. And if there's no Chiv Mila, like these brothers whose brothers died, so then there's no Chiv, there's no shame Arel. Shemar, let's continue the Mishnah now. Well, how do you know that a non-Jew is called an Ariel? He called a Goyim Arilim v'chol Beis Yisrael Arli Leif. Pasuk in Yirmiyah of Yomer, it also says, by Golias, by Yaplishti Ha'Ariel Azeh, by Omer, it also says, Pen Tismachna B'dos Plishtim, Pen La'alozna B'dos Arilim. Period. Rabbi Ben Azariah Omer Meusahia Arla Shidiskana Barishayim. Rabbi Ben Azariah says an Arla is disgusting that the Rishayim are made fun of with it. Shinamar Kikola Gayim Arilim. Rabbi Shmalo Megdola Milish Nekrozola Shlosh Esrei Brisos. Milo is great that it says the word bris three times in the Torah related to bris mila. 13 covenants were created between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem regarding bris mila. The Beis Halevi, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, discusses what are these two chazals. Right? Number one, Arla is Me'usa and Gedola Mila. Says the Beis HaLevi, there are two aspects to the mitzvah of Mila. There's what's called the Hasaras Ha'arel. Hasaras, well, first he starts off with the Hakira, and then he says there's both. Chagar Rishonim. Imhu begeder Hasaras HaChisaron de'Arla. Is it that we are removing a problem, or are we adding Kedusha? What is Mila? Is it a removal, or is it an addition? You're physically removing something. But how do you look at it? Or is it a Hasaras Ha'arel or Hosafas Milas Kedusha? Says the Beis HaLevi, I think it's both. Yishnei in Yonim Yachad, there are two. And he quotes our Mishnah. And he quotes, that's the two Chazals. Me'usahi Ha'arla, it's Hasaras Ha'arel. Gedola Mila, the positive, that's Hosafas Kedusha. And then he adds, that's even shot in the Pasuk, which we're going to have in a minute. His Haleich Lefanai Ve'yeh Tamim, that's Nabrisi. Walk in front of me, Tamim, be without a Mum. That's removing the RL. And then the Etna Brisi, that is the positive. And then he even adds, maybe that's this, Menachem answers your question, this is maybe the difference between the Mila and the Priya. We cut, and then we pull back. Says the Beis HaLevi, the Chituch, the cutting, that's the Hasaras Ha'arel. But the Priya, the pulling back, that is the Hosavas Kedusha. And Bnei Yisrael don't do Priya. Bnei Yisrael don't do Priya. And maybe a person is only called a Mahul if he does both. He does both. So maybe that's why it wouldn't be included. Any quotes, other makaris related to this, but that is the Beis HaLevi, two aspects of the mitzvah of Mila. Let's continue. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gedola Mila Shadochez HaShabbos, Mila is great that you do Mila even on Shabbos. Hachamura, right, the Chamer Shabbos, Rabbi Yishuv Benkarach, Omer Gedola Mila, Shlonit Alola Moshe Atzadik, Ale Melosha. Mila is great that even for a moment, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe the greatest, you know, his life was put in danger because he didn't do bris mila. Unusual, Moshe here is called Moshe Hatzadik. Usually you don't have Moshe, usually have Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Sorry? Right, usually you have, I mean, we call it Archaima, Hakadosh, we call it Nikle. You only find in other Chazals in general, two people called Tzadik. Right, you find Yosef Hatzadik, and Noach. Noach is Tzadik Tamim HaYibadarosav. I once heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, why are these two called Tzadik? Only Noach and Yosef are called Tzadik? So he quoted from the Baal HaTosfos, I think, on Chumash, that these two people, what does Noach and Yosef have in common? They supported the world. Anyone who sustains the world is called a Tzadik. If you sustain another Jew, if you sustain the world, you're called a Tzadik. What's the remez to this? Masbiya l'chol chai ratzon, we say in Ashrei, Masbiya l'chol chai ratzon, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. So a remez to that is Masbiya, you're the Masbiya, Tzadik. But here Moshe Rabbeinu is called a Tzadik. But that's the pshat about Noach and Yosef. Reb Nechemya Omer, Gdola Mila, Shadochez and Nagoyim. Mila is great that it's Doche even Nagoyim. Right? If you have a Negat Saras on the Makam HaMila, so then we still do the Mila. Even though there's an Issadar Isis to cut off a Saras, they still do the Mila. The Marsha says, once Mila is Doche Shabbos, so what's Chamor? What's the Chiddush of Reb Nechemya? It's Doche Nagoyim. So Marsha says, even a Mila Shalom Bismana. Shabbos, only Mila Bizman is Docha Shabbos. But by Negaim, even a Mila Shalom Bizman is Docha. Rebbe Omer, Gedola Mila, Shekol Mitzvah Shas Avram Avinu, Lenik Rashalim HaShemo. Right, Mila is great that Avram Avinu was only called complete until once he got Mila. Shinemar, Salech Levanai Ve'yeh Tamim. As he says, walk in front of me and you'll be Tamim. Davar Acher Gedola Mila, Shiomali Hula, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Azalamo. Mila is great, because without it, Hashem would not have created the world. Shinemar, Ko Amar Hashem, Lo Brisi, Yomam Alayla, Chuk HaShemayim Varis Lo Samti. Right, that's based on the Pasuk, so the whole world wouldn't have been created without my bris. There's an amazing Meshech Chachma that based on this Pasuk of Hisalech Lefanai Ve'yet Tamim. If you look at the Psukim in Bereishis, we'll end with this. If you look at the Psukim in Bereishis by the Parsha of Mila, so it says in Perek Yud Zayin, Vahi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'Tishim Shanim, Avram was 99 years old, Vayera Hashem al Avram, Hashem appears to him, Vayom Re'elah Anikel Shakai, Hisalech Lefanai Ve'yet Tamim. Walk in front of me and be complete. The Etna Brisi Bini V'necha, V'Arbe Ascha Ba'od Ba'od Ba'od. Right, and I will give you a bris. Vayipol Avraham al panav. Avraham falls on his face. And the conversation continues. What do you mean he fell on his face? Rashi says, Mimora Shechina. From the Shechina. He was scared. Ad Shalomo Lohai Bakoach Lamod. He didn't have strength to stand in front of Hashem. Veruach HaKodesh Nisevez Olav. And Hashem is there. So before the Mila, he was an Aral. He didn't have strength to stand in front of him. Most, the Tosfos Yontif on our Mishnah and others say, this happened every time. But Yibal Alpanav, Avram fell on his face before he had the Mila. The Meshech Chachma says, though, if you look in the Torah, though, Hashem spoke to Avram Avinu before this. A number of times. Beginning of Lech Lecha, Hashem spoke to Avram Avinu. Only here is it recorded that Avram fell on his face. Vayipal Avram Alpanav. Why? So it's Meduyik. Why Dafka here? What about earlier? He didn't fall on his face. So according to others, yeah, who then he fell there. He fell on his face there. But it's not the Pashas of the Psukim. It says the Meshech Chachma, unbelievable. Not like we hold like Rabbeinu Tam, but what did Rabbeinu Tam say? Earlier, Rabbeinu Tam said, by the Arel Chiddush, the Tzivui of Mila creates the Shem Arel. If you don't have a Tzivui of Mila, you're not an Arel yet. Says the Meshech Chachma, if you look in the Gemara in Yevamis, the Gemara says, are you allowed to anoint a 5-day-old baby with Truma, a Kohen? You're not allowed to get Hanah from Truma if you're an Arel. What about a 5-day-old baby? So the Gemara says, yes, you're allowed to anoint, because he's not an Arel yet. Day 5. He's only an Arel later. He's only an Arel later. On day 8, he's an Arel. So it says the Meshech Chachma, only after the Tzivui of Mila Avram falls down. He gets the Tzivui, because now he's an Arel. Before he wasn't an Arel. Only after he gets the Tzivui, now he's an Arel, now by Yipal Avram Apanav. That's the Meshech Chachma. And then we could just end off and say, when does the Shem Mila, like the Gemara in Yevamis, when does the Shem Arel start? Doesn't start on day 5. Or on day 6, fought on day 8. So what about the Yerushalmi, I think, or maybe even the Bavli in Yevamis, Ayin Aleph, in Yevamis has, what about the night before? What about are you allowed to anoint the baby the night before? Leil Shmoni, you can't do Mila yet. You can't do Mila at night. But is there a Shem Arel yet? That's a suffix in the Gemara. So I thought maybe that's one of the Makaras. Again, the other Makaras are later. Maybe that's one of the Makaras are for a Vachnacht. Because maybe the Shem, a Halachic Makar. Because maybe the Shem Arel starts that night. So that's why he needs Shmira, because he can't do Mila that night. Okay, there are other Makaras, but maybe that's one idea. Okay, we'll stop here. But there's more Mila tomorrow. And tomorrow we have Ein Mahazal Yisrael. And Rishmei Abasarim. Other issues. Finishing off the daf. Finishing off the third parak. Today's Tayshi was sponsored by the Klein and Lotza family. Zeichen Eshbaz, Kislach, my parents.